Well, we just finished wrapping up a series of RF Moeller ads with a final offering in a four-part series, and I have a hankering to hear them run all together before I go on with my show, just for closure. Hadn't allowed enough time to hear the complete series after completing this last ad, and I'd like to hear them run together. People who listen to this station don't have that opportunity because a particular ad will run for a couple of weeks before being replaced, but I think it's enjoyable to sometimes hear them one after another. Ads can be a fine part of a radio program if done well. The first one went something like this.
Mishke here with Mark Moeller of RF Moeller Jeweler. And Mark, I have to say I get a little nervous when you drop by. You tend to get on me a lot, tell me all the things I'm not doing right, all the things I don't know about jewelry.
Tommy, that's not the point, okay? You've been doing a great job. I can't even criticize your approach. It's been working well.
Well, what's the problem?
I've been listening to my competitors' ads. I think I need a jingle.
Jingle, yes, a jingle. Like a rock.
No, I'm not thinking like rock. That's not a good one. I think that's already been taken.
Uh-huh. How about this one? It's a real thing.
No. Something
ring.
A little more original, Tommy. I'm thinking of something a little more original.
A Neil Diamond song. Play off the whole diamond thing with Neil.
I think that's a bad idea. I think I need something original.
A diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
No, Tommy, you aren't getting it, man. You aren't getting it. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. I think we ought to stick to the ideal diamond from the ideal jeweler at the ideal price. RF Moeller Jeweler. 50th and Francine Edina, Fort and Cleveland and St. Paul, next to Neiman Marcus in downtown Minneapolis.
Want another one? Mishke here with Mark Moeller of RF Moeller Jeweler. Hey, Mark, I heard through the grapevine you weren't all that happy with the last recorded ad we did.
No, I wasn't.
That's my fault. I wasn't prepared for that whole jingle thing you threw at me.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea.
Well, it was a horrible idea. I think that was your idea. But I want to say a good idea would be a slogan, a new slogan.
No, I like the slogan we've got. The ideal diamond from the ideal jeweler at the ideal price.
That one gets old. I thought what we could go with is don't go with a jeweler fooler, stick with a cooler jeweler.
No way.
Because there's rhymes and people remember rhymes.
No,
how about this? Shop at RF Moeller because grocery stores get old and hardware stores are sometimes closed.
What?
Yeah. All right. You don't like that one? Fine. Other jewelers may have rocks in their heads. RF Moeller keeps their rocks under glass, under the counter.
What are you,
that's what you sell is rocks. Well, all right. Screw it. We'll go with the whole ideal thing. The ideal. No spiel. Genteel. Fine feel.
Golden seal.
Great deal.
This
it's a steal. Grab the wheel.
Idea.
Your automobile. Make the tires squeal.
The ideal diamond from the ideal jeweler at the ideal price. RF Moeller Jeweler. 50th and Francine. Edina, Ford and Cleveland and St. Paul. Or next to Neiman Marcus in downtown Minneapolis.
Bowl you over.
Mishke here with Mark Moeller of RF Moeller Jeweler. And Mark, I know this slogan thing, this jingle thing hasn't been working because I haven't been on top of my game. But I want to try again if you just give me a little chance here.
No, Tommy, I've given up on that
plan. Don't give up, Mark.
No, I'm going to take a little break from radio.
Marky,
I'm going to try newspaper for a while.
Newspaper. Mark, I'm a newspaper man. Yeah,
my daddy
ran a newspaper. I used to empty his wastebasket.
That doesn't qualify you for anything.
We could do big headlines. RF Moeller puts first jeweler in space.
No, we didn't put
like
anybody
that,
in space.
Something like that. No. RF Moeller visited by Pope.
Tommy, listen to me. I'm going to hire an ad agency to write my copy.
Oh, no, you're not. That's a waste of money. I'm not going to let you waste your money. We can do this. Da Vinci Code-like revelation reveals the real meaning of RF.
No, RF stands for Robert Francis. There's no real meaning.
That doesn't make any sense. Your name's Mark. How about this? RF Moeller picks up the slack from the state fair, puts in back room freak show.
No, we're not putting any freak show
sure,
in.
And then you go in the back room and the freaks are the competition.
No, that's a bad idea. That's a real
Moeller
bad idea.
RF Moeller stares down the competition and the competition blinks.
When am I going to learn my lesson? When am I going to learn my lesson?
Fort Parkway Corral.
Mishke here with Mark Moeller of RF Moeller Jeweler. And Mark, I called you in today because I heard that you had contacted management, which just ticks me off, and asked them if the rookie could do your spots. You said I'd lost my edge.
Tommy, I'm a little bit concerned. You've kind of lost touch with reality.
What do you mean, lost touch?
Tommy, the message. It's all about the message.
I know the message. The ideal diamond from the ideal jeweler at the ideal price.
You thought the message was old.
I thought we both kind of were trying something new.
You wanted to put a freak show in my back room.
That's such a bad idea.
No, that was a real bad idea.
What are you getting
on me
for?
You don't even know what RF stands for.
That's it. I'm tired of this. You went on me. How long have you been on me?
Ow! What are you...
You didn't want me to endorse your jewelry store. Why'd you hire me in the first place?
What's going on in here?
Nothing.
What's wrong with him?
He's sleeping. He's asleep.
R.F. Moeller Jeweler, 50th and France in Edina, Ford in Cleveland in St. Paul, and next to Neiman Marcus in downtown Minneapolis.
It's a disturbing series of ads. In the Shane ads, in the Arthur Jewelers ads, in the Goodman Jewelers ads, there is not a murder. Tom Shane is not killed in his ads. That's what makes this particular series of ads unique. I guess if you're going for unique, you're on pretty safe ground there, killing the owner of the jewelry store. I don't think that even came up in those other jewelry stores' brainstorming sessions. Hey, Tom, Mr. Shane, we could kill you. Fire that man. Hey, Marilyn, no guy, how about if during the ad you get iced? I mean, how about if we kill you?
Does that man work here?
So, anyway, that's the arc. That's the story we told with that series of ads. Maybe in the future another story will be told, although obviously we'll have to find a new head of the company, unless he really was sleeping. Hello?
Hey, Mishki.
Yeah.
Those are great ads.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
If I were in the market for buying a diamond, that's where I'd be.
There you go. See, they work. Thank you so much. See, you can kill a jeweler in an ad and still bring in customers. You got to think outside the box.